I think that America is a very complex idea.
From north of the Arctic Circle in Dead Horse, Alaska, to way south in the Amazon rainforest in a company town known as Fordlandia, the Americas are big. They're a lot bigger, a lot longer, and a lot broader than we tend to think of as Americans, meaning citizens of the United States.
You can fit 8 Texases inside of Alaska.
Where do you get your maps? What's an American landscape? It's a question that 45 artists are pondering through their work in Unsettled Landscapes. Unsettled Landscapes is the first edition of Sightlines, a new biennial exhibition at Site Santa Fe, subtitled New Perspectives on Art of the Americas. It opened at Site Santa Fe on July 18th.
I think that if we really pay attention to land and landscape, we can learn something about the politics of time in this country.
And Adobe Airstream and me, Ellen Berkovich, we drove up in an Airstream trailer to begin to have conversations with some of the artists about how their work touches on the themes of the show, landscape, territory, and trade.
First of all, like, if you think that artists are going to tell the truth, you've already started on the wrong page because we're the biggest liars in the world.
Welcome to the conversation.
I'm Blue Curry. This work in particular deals with the Bahamas and Nassau, Bahamas. It's about growing up in this sort of tourist space. It's an environment which is created for an outside audience, but you live there as a local. So it's difficult for some people to sort of understand that whatever you're doing, all of the cultural production, everything is to be consumed by a tourist coming in and viewing it in a very short period and consuming it.
Blue Curry's work, SSS in Unsettled Landscapes, includes a live video feed of cruise ships in the Nassau, Bahamas harbor. And outside the entrance to Site Santa Fe, a flagpole rigged with signal flags that are brightly colored beach towels.
So working with the cruise liners, I always saw them as sculptural objects. So when they come into the port, it's like these massive cities arrive and thousands of people pour out and then they go back on and they disappear again. So you're always in this space where cities arrive and leave and people arrive and leave. They have a very specific idea of what they want from that experience. So yeah, in the work, what I try to do is to take these large cruise ships, which are objects of mass consumption, and flip them into a more theoretical space to say, well, that I'm going to appropriate them as sculpture and that this touristic port is a site for critical engagement, for installation, and that it takes that space back, and so that the landscape isn't just one that's there for consumption by these outside parties. It's sort of a reclaiming of space in a way.
Is there any risk that people are striving to find some kind of truth, in quotation marks or outside it, about a place?
First of all, like, if you think that artists are going to tell the truth, you've already started on the wrong page because we're the biggest liars in the world. And I have no problem with creating fictions or extending off of historical facts and creating fiction. And so, sure, like the flagpole which stands in front of the site for the exhibition is based on a historical reference, which is a signal pole mast which stood above the port and indicated when ships came in and out of the harbor, which stood there until about the 1960s. The flags themselves, they don't have to connect to any single country or the companies that run the cruise ship or any of it. I'm more interested in the towels in terms of them being an object that they're used by tourists to claim space when they go on holiday. So if you ever go to a beach and you see dozens and dozens of beach towels laid out, these people claim this space for one day, and at the end they give the beach back to, let's say, the locals. And so the towel is kind of this object of conquest, and it's so innocent. It just, it's bright and colorful, it can be floral, it can have parrots on it. So innocent. But if you think about the implications of an object like the towel and how tourists do use it to claim space. And so that, for me, was a very interesting connection to make in terms of the theme for Unsettled Landscapes. There is this claiming of space which still happens on a daily basis, and the towel is, the innocent beach towel is doing that. I think that sometimes in art, people, they're sort of nervous about work that they don't understand immediately, and they want to nail it down. And I think that it's always the good works which they lead you along and then they lead you astray. And you have to find the path and you have to reach your own conclusions.
Do you have a specific hope for what a Biennial of the Americas might create?
I'm interested in the idea of this, of a Biennial of the Americas. One side, if I was going to be cynical, I could say, oh, well, it's a good marketing ploy, isn't it? But knowing the curators, I know that that's not what it is. I've been in a lot of survey shows where it just seems that they go through and they're just ticking boxes. We want one from the Bahamas, one from Jamaica, one from Cuba, one from Venezuela, one from... And so they're just trying to say that they've got one artist in from every nation. And then the works usually point directly to each of those countries. And I think what's interesting about this show is that if you took away the name tags and you took away the countries of origin, there are practices there which do not point to specific countries. If this is the term, the Biennial of the Americas, I feel like it's found a common ground. I don't feel like I've been pigeonholed. And many, many times I do feel like I'm pigeonholed into a Caribbean art corner, and then I have to speak specifically for that. Whereas with this, I feel like I am part of a bigger discussion that, like they say, is happening from Alaska down to the bottom of South America.
So you guys are my guinea pig for a question that I think I'm gonna try to ask everybody today. If you had to, after seeing the show, ask the Americas a question, what would it be?
Who the fuck are you, Americas?
Unsettled Landscapes remains on view at Site Santa Fe through January 11th, 2015. For Adobe Airstream Radio, I'm Ellen Berkovich.